Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Star Talk, everything you ever need to know about space travel, sci-fi, the human race. The universe and beyond brings the lively spirit of the Star Talk podcast into a book that blends astrophysics, pop culture, and big picture human questions. Guided by Neil deGrasse Tyson and the Star Talk team, it aims to make complex ideas feel approachable without stripping away their wonder. Rather than presenting space science as a distant academic subject, the book treats it as part of everyday curiosity, connecting rockets, planets, and galaxies to movies, technology, and the way people think about the future. Readers can expect a conversational tone, playful humor, and a steady focus on what scientific thinking can and cannot tell us. Across topics like spaceflight, science fiction realism, our place in the cosmos, and the search for life, the book encourages awe while also sharpening skepticism. It is designed for anyone who wants to understand the universe more clearly and enjoy the ride. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, space travel realities, rockets, risks, and the price of leaving Earth. A core theme is what it actually takes to travel beyond Earth, separating romantic visions from physical constraints. The book frames spaceflight as an engineering battle against gravity, energy limits, radiation exposure, and the brutal logistics of keeping humans alive in hostile environments. It highlights why reaching orbit is hard, why every kilogram matters, and why propulsion choices drive what missions are feasible. You get a sense of how distance and time reshape mission design, turning a trip to the moon into a different category of challenge than Mars or the outer planets. Another important angle is the human cost, bone and muscle loss, isolation, psychological stress, and the operational complexity of life support. By grounding the discussion in practical considerations, the narrative helps readers see why ambitious projects demand careful trade-offs and why failures are often systemic rather than single mistakes. This topic also positions private sector spaceflight and national agencies as complementary forces, each with incentives that shape technology, timelines, and public expectations. The result is a clearer view of why space travel progresses in leaps, not smooth curves. Secondly, science fiction, under the microscope, what the universe allows and what it forbids. The book uses science fiction as a gateway to real physics, treating popular stories as thought experiments that can be tested against what we know about nature. It explores how certain tropes, like faster-than-light travel, artificial gravity, time travel, or planet-destroying weapons, collide with constraints such as relativity, conservation laws, and energy requirements. Instead of dismissing sci-fi, the approach is to classify ideas plausible with current science, plausible with new engineering, speculative but not ruled out, and essentially impossible without breaking established principles. This lens helps readers enjoy fiction more intelligently by noticing where creators respect the rules and where they bend them for drama. It also shows how sci-fi can inspire real innovation by motivating questions about propulsion, habitats, robotics, and communication. By connecting story elements to scientific reasoning, the book models how to think like a scientist, identify assumptions, ask what would have to be true, and look for measurable consequences. That mindset strengthens critical thinking beyond astronomy, especially in a media environment full of confident claims. Thirdly, cosmic perspective, humanity, meaning, and the power of scientific humility. Another major topic is the worldview shift that comes from understanding scale. When you confront the vastness of space and time, everyday debates look different, and the book leans into that perspective as both awe-inspiring and grounding. It emphasizes that humans are recent arrivals in cosmic history, living on a small planet in an ordinary galaxy, and that this does not diminish human life so much as clarify what is rare and precious. Scientific humility is central. Here, we have powerful tools, but also deep ignorance. And progress comes from admitting what we do not know and then testing ideas. The book ties this to the human race in a practical sense, arguing that shared cosmic origins can encourage cooperation, curiosity, and long-term thinking. It also touches on how scientific literacy influences civic life, because decisions about funding, technology, and risk depend on public understanding. This topic ultimately frames astrophysics as more than facts about stars. It is a discipline that trains perspective. By learning to think across immense scales and uncertainties, readers can make better judgments in everyday life and avoid being fooled by impressive-sounding but unsupported assertions. Fourthly, the universe explained from stars and galaxies to dark matter and dark energy. The book surveys major building blocks of modern cosmology in a way designed for non-specialists, focusing on the basic story of how the universe works and how we know what we know. It covers how stars form and die, how galaxies evolve, and how elements are created through cosmic processes that ultimately seed planets and life. It also points to the strange frontiers dark matter, inferred from gravitational effects that visible matter cannot explain, and dark energy, the name given to the observed acceleration of cosmic expansion. Rather than treating these as mystical, the narrative frames them as labels for measured phenomena whose underlying nature is still unknown. That distinction is valuable. It shows science as an active process, not a closed book. Observations, instruments, and models are presented as partners, with data guiding theory and theory predicting what to look for next. The topic also reinforces that uncertainty is not weakness but a map of where discovery is likely. Readers come away with an organized mental model of the cosmos, plus a realistic sense of what remains unresolved and why those mysteries matter. Lastly, life beyond Earth habitability, signals, and the odds of not being alone, questions about extraterrestrial life are handled through the science of habitability and detection, not wishful thinking. The book discusses what life needs as far as we can tell, including energy sources, chemistry, and environmental stability, and how those requirements guide the search for potentially habitable worlds. It explains why liquid water is often used as a practical signpost, while also acknowledging that life could be more diverse than Earth-based examples suggest. The narrative touches on how astronomers look for exoplanets, what makes an atmosphere interesting, and why detecting biosignatures is hard. It also addresses communication and the search for signals, highlighting the difference between finding microbes and finding technology, and the enormous distances that make contact unlikely even if intelligent life is common. Another thread is probability thinking given the number of stars and planets. What do reasonable assumptions imply, and where do uncertainties dominate? This topic encourages readers to think clearly about evidence standards, avoiding sensational headlines while keeping the sense of wonder intact. It frames the search for life as a scientific project that can reshape humanity's self-understanding. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want science delivered with personality podcast fans, curious beginners, busy professionals, and students who prefer big ideas over dense equations. It also serves science fiction lovers who want a smarter way to judge what is plausible, and anyone who enjoys debates about humanity's future in space. The practical benefit is not only learning facts about rockets, planets, and cosmology, but building a habit of scientific reasoning. By repeatedly linking claims to physical constraints, evidence, and uncertainty, the book helps readers think more clearly about technology, risk, and hype in everyday life. It can also provide emotional benefits, a cosmic perspective that reduces petty anxieties, deepens gratitude for Earth, and encourages long-range thinking about cooperation and stewardship. Compared to many popular space books that either stay narrowly technical or drift into inspirational vagueness, StarTalk stands out by combining credible astrophysics with cultural touchstones and humor, making it easier to remember and discuss. It is worth buying if you want an accessible companion to modern astronomy that entertains while sharpening your skepticism and expanding your sense of what is possible. If you would like to support Neil Tyson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.